Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
A week that started losing an hour. Then we've got a Friday the 13th.
Woo.
And now we have a winter storm watch Sunday night into all day Monday.
Okay, did this just pop up yesterday?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I saw there was a chance of snow in the extended forecast. And because it's the extended forecast, I paid it no mind.
Don't worry about it.
As people say.
It's extended because it could go away, right?
Exactly. I've been doing this a long time. I trust it to about as far as I could throw it, which is about 2 days away. So I figured today was the day I'd look into it.
Today's the day you can throw it.
And today's the day. It right now, high wind warning, by the way, all the way till 3 o'clock this afternoon, as you can hear outside. But yeah, winter storm watch runs Sunday night all the way to Monday, like 7 p.m. It's about a 24-hour event. 5 to 9 inches, more wind, blizzard, all the good stuff.
The good stuff?
All the good stuff.
You're calling this the good stuff?
No, it's the bad stuff.
Ugh. Snow, what are you doing? Go home. Nobody wants you here.
It's time to scram with the Morning Scramble. Just got to power through this Friday.
That's what we got to do.
Settle in this weekend and then hibernate on Monday.
Hibernate?
Only to come out Tuesday and celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Woohoo!
That's the thing I'm looking forward to. Everybody's going to be so clinched on Monday.
Right.
That Tuesday, they're just going to want to release.
Exactly. And that is what we've got planned. We've got that coming down the pipeline for your Tuesday morning.
Yes. But for now, we get through a Friday. Easy peasy.
Lemon squeezy.
I'm in a weird emotional, I'm mad at the weather state right now. Right.
And there's nothing you can do.
No.
We are doing all that we can. We've contacted Rebecca Kopelman. Maybe get some more eyes, a little bit more of a detailed look at this.
Pretty sure it's not like it's going to shift drastically one way or the other. It's already at an 80% snow event Sunday night. Monday, most of that snow is coming in overnight. It looks like Sunday night into Monday.
Okay.
But the issue, and I think this is where she can check our math, blowing snow conditions for the drive in on Monday.
That's what we need to know.
Maybe we dodged a little bit of a bullet just because a percentage of people are on a spring break week. So a little less, right?
Which is also insult to injury. All the snow on the start of spring break.
Yeah, especially the family's like, staycation. We'll just kind of hang out at home.
Yeah. Not cool.
Yeah, not cool.
Not cool.
Just the way everything's shaping up.
And tomorrow is one of my favorite, not a real holiday, but totally should be celebrated holiday.
Tomorrow is Pi Day.
That's right, sir.
Yes.
That's right. Pi, 3.14314.
Yes.
March 14th. And come to find out, the Midwest is the frozen pie capital of the United States.
Meaning we buy the most frozen pies?
We purchase the most frozen pies. Wisconsin, North Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, and then throw in Kentucky too, because why not?
We're pie people.
We are pie people.
That's it.
You know what? We were just talking about tonight, we're going to get together, and I said, what can I bring? And you said, bring a dessert. My first thought is pie, and now that's solidified. It's got to be some sort of pie.
You know what? I like all pies. I don't love rhubarb, but I love pie.
It's too early for rhubarb.
It is.
Right now,
you're not going to find a frozen rhubarb.
No, it's prime, not rhubarb.
However, some pies are made for ice cream, the cherries, the apples.
Yes.
Some are made for a whipped topping.
Yes.
Like the chocolate or French silk.
Exactly.
What are you bringing? Because do I need to have the accoutrements in the house, or will you also bring the toppings?
Gather the accoutrements. I think chocolate is calling my name.
We do have a ton of whipped cream at home, so that's good. Don't ask.
Do I want to dive into that?
Yeah, let's break this down.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
That's my business.
And the day that Parlor City opened, we went out and we got a pint.
Oh.
Or a quart. We got a quart.
Whoa, you guys just prepared for everything the pie needs?
Anything. If there's something that requires a vanilla-flavored topping, our house is prepared.
The Hanson house has it.
We are ready to go.
We are pie ready.
So the Midwest is the pie capital, the frozen pie capital.
Of course it is.
Thank you for non-shocking news.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
So yesterday, I got one step closer to becoming a Marionite.
Yeah?
I emceed.
Did they accept you?
I felt like they did. I got a lot of great applause and got to talk to a lot of great parents and students at Marion High School. It was their Marion Pops concert, so it was the, well, first of all, there was baked potato bar in the cafeteria.
Tear that thing up?
Oh, heck yeah, with pulled pork on top, bacon and cheese.
Kidding?
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Oh.
So they had their jazz ensemble play. They had their large group speech musical theater performance group do some songs from Les Mis. They also had their 15th Street Singers do some songs as well. So that was really cool. They did a Disney medley. Then we go inside to the big auditorium, and we've got two band ensembles and then the choir. And it's a fundraiser, right? I was talking about this yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, the goal was $20,000. That's a big chunk of meat. We ended at around 7,000.
Nice.
Which is great because we did a variety of live and silent auctions. I got somebody to buy a Bundt cake for $250.
Dang.
I know.
That's a pricey cake.
Here's how you do that. You get the band parents bidding on stuff, and then after they're done, because it was going into the choir, I'm like, okay, choir parents, show up those band parents.
Oh.
Who's going to outbid them? It worked perfectly.
Seriously.
But Claire, I took part in the silent auction, and me and, oh, I don't have her name. I think her first name was Michelle. We were going back and forth bidding on an item, and I outbid her by $25. I went high. I kind of sniped her at the end.
Nice.
I am sitting on a certificate for a free Kona ice party.
What?
They're going to bring the Kona ice truck to the radio station.
That is awesome.
I just have to figure out when. Up to 30 people. Everybody gets one small.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's all covered.
Yeah.
Thanks to your generous donation.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm bringing that little penguin Kona ice truck.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
And I think this family also owns that coffee truck you see at some high school events every once in a while.
Yeah.
Ted Tom's. Yeah. I wonder if I can get a 2-for-1.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, what I call in book.
So don't let me forget, because I think I'm going to park this until marching band season.
I think that's perfect. I'm thinking the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I was like, as much as I love my coworkers, I think we could really
Well, anybody, hey, you know what? Band plus anybody who wants to come on a Friday morning to watch the band,
yeah.
You know, on our staff, right?
Because yeah.
I only get 30 pours or whatever.
Right.
Within reason. So yeah, I got this. I got the contact information.
That's a...
I get it. Or do I just ask them to drive me around town?
You get to do a ride along?
Can I do a snow cone bar crawl?
I would like to make this, use this to my advantage.
I would rather just do a ride along. Yeah.
Do a ride along.
I don't know. We'll see what they're flexible about doing. But
Eric and his shaved ice.
I got Kona Ice of Eastern Iowa in my back pocket.
That sounds
for the
like
year.
A tropical themed Friday.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, please. I was looking forward to my plans for this weekend because I got, I think like 2 weeks ago, I got a text from my friend Carol and she's like, hey, I know you're probably not busy. You're probably not busy. But if you wanted to, do you want to go to see Hamilton in Chicago
what?
On March 14th? And I looked, and Eric, there's nothing on that date. I'm going to see Hamilton.
Tomorrow. You're going to see Hamilton in Chicago tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
What?
Yes. Come to find out, this is a bus trip thing. And she is like, we're going to go. Like, we leave at 6:30 in the morning. We go see a matinee of the show, and we come back. Like, it's all in one day. Bam, 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 bam.
How fun.
It's going to be great, except my husband's pointing out to me, and I think it's because he's jealous he doesn't get to go. But he's like, you know, it's also the day that they dye the river green in Chicago. They're getting ready for St. Patrick's Day. The parade is on Saturday. The river is going to be green. All the shenanigans and shillelaghs are going to be out. Traffic's probably going to be impacted. I'm like, yeah, okay, well, we'll figure it out, right? Also,
that sounds a little less fun now.
Well, also, just so you know, the NCAA men's basketball tournament is going on in Chicago.
Yeah, the Big Ten basketball tournament.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, you guys.
And that's at the United Center, which I believe is near Rosemont.
Yes.
Which, so you add... I'm not joking. Add 2 more hours to the bus ride.
I was super psyched that I'm like, this is going to be so quick, in and out and on our way. I'm not getting any sleep this weekend.
No.
None.
What time are you leaving then tomorrow morning?
6 something. I got to check again. I think it's 6:15, 6:30.
That's wise.
Yeah.
Get an Egg McMuffin at the Oasis. You'll be fine.
Pack snacks.
Pack a lot of snacks. You might be stranded on that bus for a little while.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Solid Waste Agency Landfill and Recycling Center off of County Home Road in Marion closed through today. These weather conditions, you can't do a hauling of stuff when there's so much wind. So the extreme winds that could have materials actually blowing off-site, they want to contain that. So, again, the Solid Waste Agency Landfill Recycling Center are going to be closed for today. We'll give you all the information regarding the wind and then going into the snow at the end of the buzz here. Let's get you first some sports shorts. Sports shorts! Well, there's only one team left of the three I've been keeping tabs on. Regina lost to Unity Christian last night, 72-46. Iowa got bounced by Ohio State. It was close, 72-69. Selection Sunday, of course, we'll find out where Iowa will be playing in the NCAA tournament. Iowa State is 2-0, headed to the next round of the Big 12 tournament. They won over Texas Tech, 75-53 yesterday. Next up is the number one seed, Arizona. This could be a good game. It's the semifinals. Tip-off is at 6 tonight, televised on ESPN2. Broadcast down the hall, 1600 ESPN. I mentioned this will be on a different basketball court. Same location, different court.
Yeah.
The Big 12 thought it would be cool, and why not give it a shot? Because the NBA has used them before, European leagues. They put in an all-glass basketball court to start this tournament, and players were slipping and sliding like nobody's business.
Glass sounds like a bad idea.
I think between wood and glass, it's got probably the same chemical coating on it that it's supposed to at least feel the same on your shoes. But clearly this, whatever company put this one in for the Big 12 tournament.
Nope.
It was, I don't know if, you know, any moisture gets on there and people lose a little bit. You know, that's why those kids run out with towels all the time. So every game from this point on, from this point forward in the tournament will be played on a hardwood court for the Big 12 tournament. Just due to safety issues in the tournament.
Quick pivot there.
Yeah, wow. Honestly, it was the Iowa State game with Texas Tech where one of the Texas Tech players seriously kind of tweaked a leg. So like, this is not going to work for
it's
the rest of the tournament.
It's not worth it for that, yeah.
So they're going to swap that out for the games moving forward. What's got us feeling all right? I can't confirm that we were the inspiration, but boy, it sure sounds like it. An event inspired by Z102.9's Downtown is scheduled for tomorrow in Iowa City. It's called Prom Rerun. They're going to offer more than 300 dresses, suits, and accessories for Johnson County students to pick up for free.
Cool.
It's the first year they've ever done it. Each student can get one outfit. And if I remember, they do not offer dressing rooms. This is basically a come in, shop, and go. The event is tomorrow from 11 to 2 at the Robert A. Lee Recreation Center in Iowa City. Over the past 2 weeks, the city's been collecting the donations across the community.
That's
so
great.
Anytime these dresses can get a second life, slash or suits.
Yes.
Anytime you can help a student defray the cost of prom.
Absolutely.
It's all for the better. It is called Prom Rerun in Johnson County, and that is happening tomorrow.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Well, it's been a long time coming, but the Pussycat Dolls are back, baby.
Don't ya?
Don't ya, baby?
One more. Don't ya?
Okay. Well, the dolls are back, but there's only three of them, so we're at half power. Nicole Scherzinger, Kimberly Wyatt, and Ashley Roberts are reuniting and calling themselves the Pussycat Dolls, launching a massive world tour June 5th, and they release a brand new song called Club Song, so that'll be fun.
Where do you play that?
In the club, I believe, but I will check and I will get back to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Not everyone's excited about the reunion. Obviously, there's some dolls that are missing.
I just remember the Pussycat Dolls.
Okay.
How many were in the band?
Originally, there were six.
There were six dolls?
And they were kind of one of those groups that was like, somebody's the puppet master, and I'm going to put this group together. Kind of like a dance group that also sings.
Yeah, sure.
So they were really, really great dancers, and it kind of, Nicole Scherzinger emerged as like the lead vocalist of the group, and then that always creates some bad feelings, because like when we started, it was going to be a girl group, and we were all going to sing, and really we're just doing backup vocals for her. Yeah, it's kind of like her group now. So that's bad feelings for everybody, and there's half of them aren't even part of the reunion. The group's former producer, Eddie Serrano, posted a video saying he doesn't consider it an actual true Pussycat Dolls reunion because most of the women who built the group aren't in it.
They don't have quorum.
You don't have a quorum.
You can't vote on the bylaws, guys. You need one more than half.
If you had one more, and they're not going to get one of them. Carmit Bacher, original member of the group,
yeah,
liked that video that he sent.
He posted?
That he posted and said, love you. You know, so clearly she's not on board with this big reunion. I don't know about the other girls.
This is one of those that I wonder, then how can you go out under that name?
I know.
Who owns the rights to
how
that?
How did you get the rights to the name?
Or did you basically, like, you're paying for it to
yes,
use it, right?
Yeah, I'm leasing it.
I guess you're leasing your own band's name, yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. It's all...
Are they a franchise now?
Business, right?
Oh, yeah, the music business.
Biz. Family Guy is expanding their universe. Brand new spinoff series. It's called Stewie, and it's all about, well, Stewie.
What?
What do you want? Stewie has already received a full 2-season order.
So wow.
They're very sure it's going to be a hit. Seth MacFarlane is the co-creator, and he's also going to be the voice of Stewie. It's going to be all about Stewie as he enrolls in a new preschool where he and all of his miserable classmates are going to use his devices to travel through space and time, turning, you know, every boring day at preschool into a crazy adventure.
MacFarlane is raking it in. He's got the TED TV show on Peacock right now.
Oh, yeah, he
yeah,
is.
He's doing well.
He's doing very well. Set to premiere on Fox the 27-28 season. And then it's going to stream the next day on Hulu as well. And this Sunday, we've got Hollywood's big night at the Oscars. The Academy Awards, where not everybody is going to go home with that gold-plated statue a winner. Sometimes, you know, as they say, it's an honor just to be nominated. But really, it's an honor to be nominated if you're one of the chosen few who gets the Oscars gift bag.
Only winners get the gift bag?
No.
Or people get invited to a room?
Select nominees get a gift bag. So the select people who are considered gift bag worthy: Timothy Chalamet, Leonardo DiCaprio, Michael B. Jordan, Jesse Buckley, Kate Hudson, Rose Byrne, Jacob Elordi, Elle Fanning, Tiana Taylor, Delroy Lindo, Josh Safdie, and Emma Stone.
That's primarily your best actors and actresses.
Yes, yes. Mostly the people in the acting category.
Yes.
It's a $350,000 Oscars gift bag. It used to be operated by the Academy itself.
Each bag is over 300. I'm sorry, let me back up.
Yeah.
Each bag is worth more than my house?
Yes, that is correct.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so here, wait, what's in the bag? There's an exclusive Arctic Villa getaway with a view of the Northern Lights. Spectacular.
Go on.
A 10-day restorative reset in Sri Lanka.
Rehab, okay.
Rehab.
Sri Lankan rehab.
I'm just going to say it's liposuction. A liposuction procedure. Facial rejuvenation procedure. But with a celebrity doctor who has a...
But like Chalamet doesn't
letters.
Need that.
No.
Right?
No, but maybe somebody who works under it's like, here's a gift. Or mom, here, mom.
True, good point.
A custody prenuptial agreement from celebrity divorce attorney.
Chalamet does need that.
Might need that in the future. A gold-plated cold storage cryptocurrency wallet.
Okay.
What?
Now it's getting absurd.
And then some high potency cannabis products.
Ew.
Hey. Now the Academy doesn't do this
courtesy
anymore.
Courtesy of a store in Galena.
You know the one.
That was the that item, by the way, at my auction last night, for some reason, brought in the most money. I don't know
That's
why.
So weird.
Yeah.
There's a company called Distinctive Assets who actually runs like the bag, putting those things together and deciding who gets one and who doesn't. And it's they're like, we know what you're thinking, like, oh, the rich get richer. But that's not what they want. They're trying to elevate and promote small businesses, minority owned brands, female entrepreneurs, and companies that give back time, you know, to people who could use a little fun frivolity.
Go to Target then, right?
What about a Walmart gift card?
Everybody you listed on that group can afford everything that's in the bag.
Absolutely.
Give it to 12 anybody's instead.
Yeah, somebody who maybe is in sound editing.
In fact, next year, give it to the celebrities if you're limiting, and then go online and open up 12 more.
Because I never hear
about.
And people
just sign up for it.
Like Kate Winslet went on a 10-day Arctic getaway. Like, she doesn't post about it. You're not getting anything back from this.
It's kind of, again, like those silent auctions where you buy the experience, it goes on the fridge, and then you forget about it for a year.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Whoopsie doodle. Well, that's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
I'm wearing kind of a nerdy shirt today.
A little bit. Got a
little check pattern. I mean, if I legit was pocket protector.
Yeah. All you have to do is pop that in there.
I'd have some readers.
Uh-huh.
I'd have a screwdriver, a tiny one, and at least two of those mechanical pencils.
Yes.
That's what I'd be carrying in my pocket protector.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And they'd then be like well protected.
More of a pencil thin tie.
Yeah. Maybe some glasses with some tape.
Oh, clearly.
On the bridge.
Yeah. I got to complete the look.
Yes.
Yeah. But it starts somewhere, and it starts with the shirt.
You're there.
Welcome to Nerd News on this 11th week of the year 2026 as we broadcast from an elevation of 840 feet above sea level with a latitude of 41.88 degrees north and a longitude of 91.72 degrees west. And as we are recording this on our digital archiving device, we are currently witnessing wind speeds of 35 to 55 miles per hour.
Dang.
That's some nerdy weather for you right there. Let's dive into Nerd News. Hang 10, dude. City of Cedar Rapids is opening up applications for water school.
What's water school?
Residents are invited to join the city for a five-part series designed to educate and empower the community with essential knowledge and skills to better understand water resources and conservation in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Whoa.
Water school. Through staff-led programming and tours, participants will gain an understanding of water management, sustainability, and the roles everyone plays in preserving water as a vital resource. Who's this for? Probably people who are retired.
I was going to say, you bored? Go to water school.
This is perfect for if my father-in-law was still around. He's like, you know what? I think I'm enrolling in water school.
This is my year.
The Community Water Academy is free. That's his favorite price. You don't even need a coupon.
This is tempting.
But guys, spots are limited.
Oh.
There may be a rush. The dates for the Academy are five consecutive Tuesdays starting April 28th. They'll run, well, if you're a retiree, they run during dinner time. And when your stories are on. Between 4 and 6:30 each of those days. So it's 2.5 hours each day.
Man, right during the early bird special?
Yeah, I know. If you are interested in joining the Water Academy, have a younger person help you with this website. cityofcr.com/CWA. They opened applications last week and they will continue through April the 10th. They give you about a month to sign up.
Nice.
But remember, spots.
Spots are limited.
University of Iowa engineering professor Jun Wang has been selected to lead a NASA mission with a price tag of $355 million.
Yes, John.
They're going to send a satellite to the upper atmosphere to track and help us predict weather, look at space pollution, and all of that information then really helps support aviation and space safety. So it's called the Stratosphere Troposphere Response using Infrared Vertically Resolved Light Explorer, or what I'm going to call it, STRIVE.
STRIVE.
NASA gave the green light to this project back in February. This thing is still in the works. They're not even going to launch this till 2030, but they just announced it.
Got a long runway there.
So if you get way up into space in about a 6 to 25 mile zone above the Earth, that's when stuff happens up there that impacts what's happening now. The jet stream comes from that interactivity. That's why we're having the wind. Wouldn't it be cool to have tools up there to measure that? So we kind of know when these things are coming before they hit the surface of the Earth. It could be about a 3-year mission once they get all those satellites up there, but they're going to make sure that they are programmed for up to 15 years. And all of that being led by a professor at the University of Iowa.
That's kind of cool.
That's very cool, especially when like, okay, here's the checkbook. Your account balance is $355 million. Go.
I'm going to use all of it. Thank you very much.
I need to see that check registry every single week, Professor. Okay, the third annual Maker Fest at the Cedar Rapids Public Library has, and that's why I did this other story, a space overlay. So the afternoon of Saturday, March 28th from 1 till 3 o'clock. So if you got a little person in your house who is into stars and space, this is for you. Here's what's going down. First of all, let's talk about the lineup. Collins Aerospace will be there.
Hey.
The University of Iowa Astronomy Lab and Observatory.
Whoa.
The University of Iowa's School of Earth, Environment, and Sustainability will have meteorites for you to look at.
What?
The American Civil or Society of Civil Engineers will have STEM kits, and the Cedar Amateur Astronomers will have solar telescopes on the roof at the library with special equipment so you could actually see the sun.
Dang.
And Star Lab Planetarium will be offering a 20-minute interactive experience where you'll be able to look at and see a presentation.
That's pretty cool.
This is free. It's at the downtown Cedar Rapids Public Library Saturday, March 28th from 1 until 3 o'clock. Everything I just told you, you can find online, Cedar Rapids Public Library Maker Fest. What a cool way for little kids to wrap up their spring break.
Totally.
By going to this activity.
And that's totally, like, just come in, free, don't worry about tickets.
More information, because, for example, like the planetarium, you got to have a wristband. It's probably going to be a bit of a line for that, so you can make sure you know what time you're slotted to come in. But everything online, Cedar Rapids Public Library Maker Fest.
Cool.
All space-themed coming up on Saturday, March 28th from 1 till 3 in the afternoon. And that's what we call Nerd News.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
I get it. You're looking at the weather for Sunday, Monday.
Yep.
Leading into St. Patrick's Day Tuesday. And what Taylor Swift just said, shake it off, man.
Shake it off because we got some celebrating to do. The streets of Cedar Rapids are filled with Blarney. That's what's going to happen.
It's going to feel like we're in Killarney.
Yes. Sapit episode, downtown Cedar Rapids on Tuesday. And we are going to be a part of it. The Morning Scramble, we are inserting ourselves into the thick of things.
Let's start with the live show. We are going to be at Cliff's Dive Bar and Grill, downtown Cedar Rapids, which is actually HQ for Sapit episode through your day, because you're actually be part of the judging team that day.
Yes.
But we will be there live 6 a.m. the morning of St. Patrick's Day, all the way till 10. A live Morning Scramble show is what you hear on the radio in front of anybody who wants to swing on in. The bar will be open at 6. We've received word that there might be some food.
Yes, there's going to be a breakfast sandwich that's going to be available. They're, of course, going to have all of the beverages that you need to power yourself through your St. Patrick's Day morning.
So that is our plan. The coolest thing, of course, when we do St. Patrick's Day with the Morning Scramble, it always includes a unbelievable experience with Wild Nept.
Oh, yes. And we are their one stop for St. Patrick's Day. They're going to be on live with us, bringing the shenanigans on the air, on the radio, and to downtown Cedar Rapids for a full hour, 7 until 8 o'clock. They're going to be playing live.
They'll be on the stage there inside. Cliffs will be just adjacent to them, and then we'll wrap up our show at 10. Then we got a little downtime, but honestly, that's when we're going to be staging for the big Sapit episode parade.
Yes, we've got to get ready. The Z102.9 entry is looking really, really good, shaping up nicely with our theme, Lucky Ducks.
Yep, we are going to be taking to the streets of Cedar Rapids. We have a large inflatable duck. Big thanks to Daybreak Rotary for providing that duck for our entry. And then behind the duck, of course, is going to be our Z102.9 marching band with about a day to go for asking for people to join. So if you've been kind of thinking about it and you've got a couple hours on that Tuesday afternoon, whatever the instrument you play, we still invite you to join the band.
Sure. We'd love to have you join the band. You just have to let us know that you are coming downtown and getting in line with us. We'll tell you exactly where to meet, where the parade lines up. Just let us know. Scramble@KZIA.com.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
Wait for your sign.
Okay, so much stuff. I've got a little bit of everything today. I just kind of grabbed pages from all over.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a spin on that wheel. Shout out a number, and I will give you a corresponding bit of useless information.
I bet if I spun that outside the other way, it wouldn't go because of the wind.
Probably not.
It is just crazy.
What havoc that wind would cause on the wheel.
I know. We are, that old peg just hit 5.
Number 5. Get that.
Thank you.
Number 5. The best-selling car in America is the red and yellow plastic Tikes toy car, the Cozy Coupe.
I like Toyota Corolla, Honda, something.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, like the Civic.
The plastic one.
No, the plastic Cozy Coupe.
Yes.
About 500,000 are sold every
year. Are you kidding?
Which is more than Camry, the Honda Accord, the Tesla, like any of them. It outsells all of them.
You want to win $5 at the bar this weekend? Read it one more time.
The best-selling car in America is...
And then you bet them $5. And then they can't look it up. Let him guess.
Yeah.
And like, I will, and then you have that stat ready to go and then just rake it in.
You are going to be making so much money in bar bets this weekend. Which is how I make most of my money. Bar bets.
That's Claire's side hustle, is bar bets. You're like Marty Supreme playing ping pong.
Who doesn't like a little supplemental income?
Nothing like a bar bet hustler of useless knowledge. All right. Here we go. One, please.
One.
Yeah.
Number one. The Oscars coming up on Sunday.
Finally. That's right. Somebody. Yes.
The shortest performance to win an Oscar.
Judi Dench.
No. Beatrice Straight.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is either.
When was it?
But won Best Supporting Actress in 1976.
Well, that's the problem.
The movie was Network. She was
The movie's fantastic. Okay. I know that movie.
Do you remember Beatrice Straight now?
No, I don't remember who that actress
well,
is.
Well, probably because she was only in it for 5 minutes and 2 seconds.
I watched an entire series on this last night of it's good how they classify the performance. So a lot of almost leading actors, they put them in supporting actor category because they're not on screen very long.
Yeah.
Even though they're big names, to give them better chances of winning an Oscar.
Oh.
Because if you're going up against the best of the best, right, your chance, so you move down a category. There's a lot of science into how you submit your people.
Interesting.
Yes. So I would have to rewatch Network, so I don't even remember who this person is. It was a great movie, though.
Check that performance. You've got time to watch it this weekend. 5 minutes, 2 seconds.
Plenty of time just to watch that Oscar-winning performance. All right, we've had a five. We've had from pile number one. Ladies and gentlemen, now from pile number nine.
Number nine?
Yeah, number nine.
Ah.
Opposite end of the room.
Well, the animal pile.
Oh, really?
Yes. Zebras injure zookeepers more than any other animal in the zoo.
Zebras?
Yeah.
They just look so like, I'm going to chew some grass today.
Like a nice horse, but with stripes.
Well, they're also black and white. You don't suspect much.
No. Right? You don't see them coming. But those little jailbirds.
What is, are they, do they kick?
They've just never been domesticated. They're just too aggressive. They've never...
Zebras?
Yeah, even though they're in, like, zoos and stuff, they don't tame... You can't tame a zebra.
Well, then why are...
It's a wild thing, baby. Wow, wow. That's the zebra song.
Do, 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 do.
Wild thing.
Do, 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 do. Zebras.
Zebras.
You wouldn't see it coming.
I'm as wild as a zebra,
baby. It's like you hustling at bars.
You never see me coming. I'm like a zebra coming at you. Just stripes everywhere.
All right. Do you have another animal because it's nine, or is it just another random fact?
In a way, yes.
Okay.
But in another way, no. I don't know. How do you classify a guy like Grimace?
Big purple Grimace?
Yeah, McDonald's Grimace.
That's a great question. He's neither.
Well, I put him in the animal
plant,
bucket.
Animal or mineral?
Like,
I guess he's an animal.
He's an animal. He was originally, in 1971, when he was introduced, his original name was Evil Grimace.
Evil Grimace? What?
Yes, he started as evil. His whole, he must have been an accomplice to the Hamburglar.
Hamburglar, right, yeah.
Because the Hamburglar was stealing hamburgers. Grimace's goal was to steal your milkshake.
Because he's associated with selling milkshakes.
Yes.
Even though he's purple. So he was Evil Grimace?
He was Evil Grimace, but that was in 1971. Then just 1 year later, 1972, they turn him into the purple monster that you know. And he's a good guy.
But he's just not very bright.
And that's why he steals your milkshake?
I guess so.
Huh.
Huh.
Well, hustle some people at a bar with that stuff.
That's right. It's the Morning Scramble, the Wheel of Useless Knowledge.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.